Mishnah Yom is for Shabbos Kodesh, the 18th day of Menachem Av, Tovshin Pei Gimel. Masechta Beya, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Dalad. Ein Poskin Esaner. One does not fashion out a earthenware lamp. In the old days, the clay potters would get a bit of clay in the form of an egg, and they would punch it inside it to make a hole, and there put the oil and the wick. This was the old-fashioned clay lamp. Our Mishnah tells us here that it is osur to do this on Yom Tov. Why? Because you're making a keli, you're making an implement, and that cannot be done on Yom Tov. Nor is one allowed to create charcoal on Yom Tov. They would put coals or hot coals on the side to wait for them to go out, to be extinguished, and they would turn into charcoal. And the goldsmiths would use these. Therefore, they're considered a kalim because they're an implement used by the goldsmiths in their work. Vein choischin es apsilo lishnaim. Nor is one allowed to cut a wick into two on Yom Tov, because you are making a keli, which is fit for use by having two wicks. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Choscha ba'ur lishtei naris. He says you can cut it using fire to make two wicks. What does that mean? The Gemara explains that Rabbi Yehuda holds that you're allowed to put the two ends of the wick into two different lamps, oil lamps, next to each other, and then you light the long wick in the middle, and automatically it breaks up into two wicks in air that you have into two lamps. That can, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can do it in that way, and the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Yehuda. Mishnah Hay. Ein shoivrin es acheres, ven choischin es hanyar, litzlos bo moliach. One cannot break the earthenware, or break up clay or earthenware, or cut up paper to roast the salty fish. When they would roast salty fish on a grating of metal, they would put on it some cheres, some earthenware, or some paper that was dipped in oil, because they didn't want the fire to burn the fish as it was roasting. So Mishnah wanted to tell us that it is forbidden to break up the cheres, the earthenware, into pieces, or to cut the paper on Yom Tov for the purpose of roasting the salty fish. Again, one is making a keli, making an implement on Yom Tov. Ve'en gorfin k'tanur v'charayim. Nor is one allowed to scrape an oven or a stove if they're filled from the mortar. Sometimes it falls into the oven. Cleaning that out on Yom Tov is also a tikkun kli. You cannot fix that. Avul mechabshin. But, says the Mishnah, you're allowed to press. You're allowed to press the ash in the oven to have it nice and smooth, and then make it able to be baked and cook with it. The Rambam says that if it's impossible to cook with it unless one scrapes it, then one is even allowed to scrape it as well. Vein makifin shtei chavios. One is not allowed to bring two clay barrels next to each other. Lishbos alein esakdera, to put or place a pot over them so that we'll have a fire burning in between the barrels, and thus have this makeshift oven, makeshift stove. That cannot be done. V'ein somchin es hakdera babakas. Nor can one support a pot with a beam of wood or stick. V'ein badelas. Nor can one support with a beam a door, because these things are only used for firewood. For any other purpose, they would be called muktzah. V'ein manhigin es avhema b'makal b'yom tov. One is not allowed to lead an animal with a stick on Yom Tov, because that was the way they used to do it when marketing or taking it to the market. And that looks too much like a uvdin d'chol, a weekly activity, if you do it on Yom Tov. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Elazar and the son of Rabbi Shimon permits one to lead an animal with a stick on Yom Tov.